Brenda, this oil price tumble hitting American stock markets is obviously having an effect here as well. What is going on?
Well, I suppose it all depends on what your take on things is. As a normal person, lower oil prices should normally lead to higher disposable incomes and cut business costs. But the stock markets really believe that this slide that we're seeing in oil prices, and that's from a peak of $115 per barrel to around $50 per barrel, reflects something of a slowdown in the likes of China. And you've also got your recession in Japan and this sort of looming deflation in the Eurozone. And I suppose a little bit of uncertainty there in relation to Greece. So the oil price is supply factor is involved in the sense that you've got a huge glut of supply with the US shale production adding to supplies, but you also have demand worries as well, and that is what is helping to send the price lower.
And that's the problem when you have a cartel that's running things.
Well, the OPEC run about 40% off the actual oil supply, and Saudi Arabia will be one of the biggest players there, but they have said that they wouldn't even get involved if it went to $20 per barrel. And I've said before, they can actually break even at around $5 to $6 per barrel in terms of production costs. So I think, if anything, it's probably down to the supply coming from the US that is adding to this glut. And there seems to be no sign of any production cut from there, or indeed from Russia, who seem to be adding to supplies over the last little while.
Where do you see the oil price going?
I don't see it going any lower than around the $45 per barrel, to be honest with you. I think we've seen such a massive decline, around 50% since the middle of the summer. I think the decline has been exceptional, and I think it's maybe pricing in stuff that hasn't actually happened already. So I think most of the bad news in relation to the Eurozone, it's still, you know, a problem, the Eurozone, in terms of what's going on there and in terms of the lack of growth. But I do feel that perhaps it's gone a little bit overdone, and we could see a bottom come in the next few weeks.
Last week, Rod Sharp on Up All Night did a fascinating interview with T. Boone Pickens, and his comments were quite scary in that, you know, if you continue to produce too much oil and there's not the demand, that price is going to carry on falling.
Well, that's exactly it. And there's a question of whether or not the supply is going to be cut or whether demand is going to pick up. And, of course, it remains to be seen whether or not US, obviously, they're pretty much self-sufficient now in terms of their oil production and their oil use. So from that point of view, that takes a major player of demand out of the market. But it's whether or not the Eurozone and China can pick up the pace in terms of demand. And as I said, the stock markets don't necessarily believe that for the time being.
Let's get a bit more on the tumbling price of oil, on the impact on the world's markets, because right now, big impacts in Asia. Let's speak to Rico Hison, who's out in Singapore. Hello, Rico.
Hi, Adam. There's really a lot of concern about these current low prices, which could basically squeeze many energy producers and hurt companies that have close links with the energy sector. Everyone is saying this prolonged slide in oil prices should help economic growth, but investors are starting to worry that the depth of this downturn from, what, more than $110 per barrel to now $50 per barrel is fueling a lot of concern, Adam and Mickey, that it might be a sign of a weaker global economy.
So this isn't just a blip. This is starting to turn into a bit of a trend.
It could be a trend, according to some of the analysts I spoke to. Yes, oil prices could still fall between $40 to $45 per barrel. It could be like a de facto stimulus package, as many say, but it's having it's having another impact on markets. So we'll have to wait and see how this will play out over the next 2 to 3 months.
But let's just whiz you very quickly through the financial front pages. The FT energy stocks lead Wall Street, lowers US oil dips below $50 is their lead.
Yeah, the Times, very much the same theme. Markets tumble as oil hits another low. And they've actually got a picture, a chart, if you like, of markets at sea and two big ships. And it gives all the details there. It sort of sums it up in one line, basically, of what's going on in the markets and why.